Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4324.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
The person who had a major significance in my life is my father. My father was a teacher for 34 years, and I just really respect the way he treated children, and he just has a great personality. He's an excellent role model. I've tried to live my life in many ways that he has.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would describe myself as a very loyal, passionate person. I don't have a large number of friends, but I have quite a few close friends. So I really like to be loyal and passionate and be really close to the people who are special to me, like family and close friends.
What types of things make you happy?
As I just mentioned, spending time with my family makes me happy. I enjoy spending time with my close friends. I also enjoy, in terms of socially, I enjoy going to sporting events and concerts. I really enjoy them.
What types of things make you sad?
Things that make me sad is when I see, I guess, people mistreated. It makes me sad when certain people don't treat other people with respect and don't treat them equally.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
The world I came from is from a family who's very close, and we all lived near each other. So family is very imperative in my life, and that's helped shape me. And like I said, it makes me really enjoy the people who are close to me in my life.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think the most admirable qualities a person can have are loyalty, being respectful, and just being passionate and just enjoy living their life to its fullest.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
The quality I like best in myself is loyalty, and I like the fact that I'm very loyal and I'm committed to the people who are close to me in my life. The quality I like least about myself, I guess, would be confidence. A lot of times, I should have confidence in areas, and for some reason, I don't always portray that.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
The kinds of values my parents instilled in me are just being a loving, respectful, passionate person, treating people equally, and just having a lot of dignity.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
The most cherished present I received, probably when I was a young boy. I love sports, so I had been talking about wanting a baseball glove, and my father and mother got me a baseball glove for my birthday, and I actually still have that glove to this day, so it's very special because I grew up loving and watching and playing baseball.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
In my childhood, I was very active in athletics, so I played soccer, baseball, basketball, tennis, golf. I also enjoy swimming, skiing. I also enjoy just traveling, enjoying the outdoors, reading. I like to do a lot of active things, such as hiking as well.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I enjoy watching most sports, but I would have to say my favorite sports to watch would be football, baseball, basketball, and hockey.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Not that I'm aware of.
What do you do for fun?
For fun, I enjoy attending sporting events, concerts. I like the outdoors. I play a lot of tennis, golf. I like to sail, go swimming. I also enjoy trying new restaurants, going out to the movies, etc.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
An achievement that I received was when I was a teacher. I also coached, and my first year coaching girls junior varsity basketball, I received Coach of the Year my first year coaching. So that was a great achievement, and it was somewhat of a risk coaching 12, 16-year-old girls, but it was quite a challenge, and I really enjoyed it, and I really succeeded at it. So that was a great, I guess somewhat of a risk I took, and I really enjoyed the outcome.
Choose a prominent person, either living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would really cherish and enjoy interviewing Abraham Lincoln just because of the impact he had on society, on human race, and this country.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would enjoy traveling to all 7 continents. That's always been a dream and aspiration of mine, and I've done a few, but I still have a few more to go.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
The most difficult time in my life was probably my senior year of college when my grandfather passed away. He was very important in my life, and I was getting ready to graduate college, and he passed away, and he was my first grandfather or grandmother to pass away. So that was a very trying time, but I guess it, you know, my parents being there for me made it you know, less difficult and made me able to get through it.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience was probably when I was in college. In between semesters and school years, I worked at Head Start, and I worked with underprivileged children. A lot of them didn't have father figures, so it was a great experience because most of the teachers there were females. So the children, especially the young boys, really cherished having a male figure, and they enjoyed working with me. So I really enjoyed that experience.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor would probably be Russell Crowe.
Who's your favorite music artist?
My favorite music artist would probably be Billy Joel.
What's the best thing you've ever eaten?
The best thing I've ever eaten would probably be chicken parmesan.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
My favorite board game as a child was Monopoly. I remember playing with my cousins for hours and hours, and sometimes we would just stay up all night and play, because, as you know, Monopoly takes a long time for the game to end.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
The craziest thing I've ever done would be most likely skydiving.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Probably be travel somewhere and get there very, very quickly.
What is your favorite season and why?
My favorite season would probably be spring, just because the cold weather is ending and you look forward to the warmth of summer, but it's not too hot yet, and I also enjoy the time of the year in sports because the Masters is going on in golf and baseball starting and the hockey and basketball playoffs are about to start and March Madness is taking place.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
The cause I feel most strongly about is just treating people equally and just appreciating every, you know, religion, race, belief equally.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I would probably choose Superman just because he could fly with his cape and get anywhere pretty quickly.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
If I was invisible, I would just try and travel as much as possible and just see different parts of the world that I most likely will never get a chance to see.
Why did you choose accountant as your line of work?
I chose accountancy as my line of work because I really enjoy numbers. I've always enjoyed mathematics. I taught math. I enjoyed math when I was a student, and I also enjoy the business world. So math and business, kind of, they're both involved in the accounting world.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
The most interesting thing I find about my line of work would probably be just the attention to detail. There is a much gray area, so you have to be very detail-oriented and concise and pretty accurate in being an accountant.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
if I choose a different career, I would probably choose something in the medical field just because I like to work and deal with people. And I would like to help people and just try and make them healthier and feel better and just live a better life.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
If I could take a snapshot of my life in 10 years, I would probably like to either be a partner in a firm with a family, hopefully a boy and a girl. But as long as they're both healthy, I'd be happy and just enjoy traveling, you know, all over the world and see different areas in the world, whether it's, you know, places that are very rich, very impoverished, just seeing different aspects of how people live around the world.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Romantic evening would be going out to dinner somewhere in the city. I really enjoy big cities, so going out to a nice dinner, maybe eating outside if the weather's nice, and then going to a movie afterwards.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
The most important quality I look for in a potential mate would be someone who just brings out the best in me. I would want someone who feels comfortable around me, as well as, you know, I would love to feel comfortable around them.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
The best and nicest thing I could do for my significant other would be just always being there for them during good times and bad, whether they're having a great day or a bad day, just always being there to console them and comfort them if need be.
What do you think is the single best decision you've made in your life so far?
The best decision I've made in my life so far would be probably just pursuing my dreams of getting my MBA and just pursuing the career I wanted in accountancy, and also just treating my family with respect and dignity.
What is one movie you never get sick of?
Home Alone.
If you could listen to only 5 albums for the rest of your life, which ones would you choose?
Specific albums, I'm not sure about, but I would definitely listen to a lot of Billy Joel, U2, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Matthews Band. I also enjoy some country music, so I would enjoy listening to groups such as Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney, etc.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to participate in this program because I just want to help people in any way possible. So people who may struggle to get pregnant, I would like to, you know, give them the gift of life and just help them in any way possible. So if they are struggling to, you know, have a child, I would like to, you know, help them in any way possible.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
The message I would like to add for recipients would be just that I'm willing to help in any way possible, and like I said, I really like working with people, especially young children. So if I can give that gift to you, that would mean everything to me.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4324.